Hi, my name's Jasmine Blackwater, and I'm from Monument Valley, Arizona. That's northern Arizona, close near the Four Corners, about 15 miles south of the Utah border. And I'm from, I'm Navajo, full-blooded Navajo, and I can also speak my language, so I'm going to start off by saying my clans. Yatze, She'e Jasmine Blackwater Yunishia, Hashkushi Nishle, Oshinha Bashachin, Kachin Nidashite, Batatni Dashinala. Yeah, that's my clans. The first one means Hashkushni, transfers to the Mud People Clan. The second, Oshinha, is the Salt People Clan. The third, Kachitni, is actually no Da'at Kachitni, which transfers to the Ute People of the Red Running Into the Water Clan. And the last clan is within his cover clan. And I'm at the national convention because this year we're celebrating the Native American heritage. And me being a Native American, I'm the vice president of the Monument Valley FFA chapter, the largest chapter, Native American chapter. We're 336 members strong. I'm the vice president, and I was sponsored to come here because I play a big part in the FFA where I'm from, and I want to represent them well.
Aside from being an officer in your chapter, what else do you do in the FFA?
Okay, well, this past year I raised a wither for county fair. I didn't do so good because it was my first year. I got last in market, and I took fourth overall in market or showmanship, so that was pretty cool. Aside from that, I'm very active. I participate in a lot of CDEs. My freshman year, I did the info contest. My sophomore year, I did the market plan and job interview contest, so I'm pretty active.
So, is this your first convention you've ever attended?
Yes, this is my very first, and our chapter's first in about 16 years. We haven't been here since 1995.
Oh my gosh, so you have a lot to bring back to share with your chapter.
Yeah, I'm actually the senior reporter, because last year I had a... I did a really good job as a reporter. I had articles about in our school newspaper every month, so that was pretty cool. And I was actually published nationally in the Techniques magazine, so that was pretty cool. And so it is my job as a reporter to bring back pictures and write articles and let everybody know how much fun we had and thank everybody back home for supporting us.
And so a part of convention has been celebrating your Native heritage, and how good does that feel to have so many people recognizing your culture and where you are from and your family and traditions?
It feels really good because where I'm from, it might be the largest population, or we might be the largest res, but you know, when we go to district and state events, you feel like an island of Navajos. You know, we feel very isolated and we feel like we can't share. And to be here with all these other natives around the nation, it feels so at home. Like, I can go up to anyone from any of the reservations and just start talking to them. I feel so comfortable here, and just the fact that everybody here is supporting us means a lot. It means so much to us. And that Mr. Case, the past national advisor, is supporting us, and it was his dream for us to come out here, and it means so much to us. I can't begin to explain how much it's changed all our lives. It's life-changing.
Is there anything else you'd like to say that I haven't asked you?
A little bit about our program. We're up for the Agri-Science Program of the Year, I think it is, nationally. So it's really cool. And we have the largest Native American program, like I said. We had this huge facility built. It's like a $2.4 million building. It was sponsored by our district and our JTED, which is Native, the Native Northern Arizona Technical Institute of Vocational Education. So that's an acronym. It's Native. It's not just for Natives. It's just an acronym. It's called the Monument Valley High School Agri-Science Center. And back in 2002, I think, our animal science program started. And how did it start? Mr. McBride was actually our teacher. He was telling students about a little bit about animals or something, and students came in and said, "Oh, my horse has colic. Can you come in and nurse it?" So he brought his horse in, and after that, everybody started coming in. Everyone from our surrounding community. So that way, it just grew. And you know, it's been Mr. McBride's dream for about 20 years to have this building built, and he finally did it, and it's so amazing. And just the fact that we're a Native American chapter and we have the best agri-science center in the whole nation is just amazing. And this past spring, we had a grand opening for it. And so tonight they're going to broadcast our grand opening video, just all the events that went on. It's like a 5-minute video, so I'm really looking forward to it. I heard him in it. I'm really excited to see it. I haven't seen it.
Good luck in your competition, and what you all are doing is really awesome, and I'm sure having the opportunity to be able to be here maybe gives you some more things, more goals to set for your chapters.
Yeah, it is. It helps us, or we feel like role models being here. The people who are here, we feel like role models, you know. All the youth, they're watching us on TV, on just knowing that we're here. They look up and say, oh, they're there. You know, maybe when I'm in high school, I can do that. We really set that goal. We set that standard so everybody else can follow.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yes, thank you.
Once again, this has been Kara Hart. I've been talking to Jasmine Blackwater. She is from the Navajo Nation, and she's joining FFA convention for the first year and reporting from the annual FFA convention from Indianapolis. This is Kara Hart.